who might join us later. She's feverish. It's not that it's because of the Women's Month that the leader, being one of our mamas that we are proud of, and we are coming from events as members and officials from the department, political events that we were part of on the 9th and yesterday. You are all welcome. You are not late, but we had to definitely wait for the members to be here, because members can never be late, but they'll be delayed. I'm Zukile Luyenge. I'm a member of this committee, and I think it will be proper for me to allow members to introduce themselves. Immediately after that, because there is, you might have not yet received the copy of the agenda. They are working on that. But what is important is that it's only one item that we are going to deal with today. It's just the briefing on the strategic plan of the department on environment. So that's just an item that you are going to deal with, but you are going to get the copy of the agenda. We'll be here up until 12:30 in terms of the schedule of Parliament. Can I therefore take this opportunity to allow members to introduce themselves, and then we'll hand over to the leader of the delegation from the department to do the same, and all other people will follow. Over to you, CJ.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is JJ Skosan, representing the ANC in the portfolio. Thank you.
Chair, my name is Annette Lovemore, and I represent the Democratic Alliance.
Morning, Chair. Morning, everyone. My name is Gareth Morgan from the Democratic Alliance.
Chair. Happy Women's Day to the women, and I think we are going to march, and we are going to be stronger than before. Khonizi Galala from the IFP, a member of this committee.
Hilda Nduta from the Congress of the People.
Let's therefore call upon the leader of the delegation on the part of the department to lead us on this idea. Introduction. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I am Nosipho Ngcaba, I'm the Director General for the department, and I'm with the DDGs from the department and the chief directors representing the various components of the functional areas of the department. So I would allow them to say who they are, starting from that side, Fundi. Okay, Isham.
Good morning. My name is Isham Abada. I'm the DDG for Corporate Affairs for the department.
Morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Fundi Selim Keteni. I'm the Deputy DG for Biodiversity and Conservation in the department.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members. My name is Lisa McCourt. I'm the Chief Director for Environmental Impact Management in the department.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. I'm Albi Murisa, Chief Director of Communications.
Good morning, honorable Chair and members. My name is Mariam Bengashe. I'm Chief Director, International Biodiversity and Marine Corporation. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm Lolwa Zikobina. I'm the Chief Director for Pollution and Waste Management.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Sue Middleton. I'm the Chief Director, Strategic Support Management, Marine and Coastal Management in the department.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. I'm Monde Mayekiso, DDG, Marine and Coastal Management.
Morning, Chair. My name is Victor Mbengwa, Chief of Staff in the Deputy Minister's Office.
Morning, Chair, honorable members. My name is Peter Lukey. I'm the Chief Director of Air Quality Management and Climate Change Mitigation and Acting DDG Environmental Quality and Protection for today.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Nomkoli Simakiana. I'm the Director in the Office of the DG. Thanks.
Okay, Monwabi C, left to me. Nguku, she is the parliamentary officer in the department. And maybe, Chair, just have to apologize for the two DDGs that are representing us in an international meeting, DDG Joanne Miawich from the Environmental Quality and Protection Branch, and DDG Alf Wills. They are in Bonn on climate change negotiations. Thanks.
There are other people who have not yet introduced themselves.
Okay. My name is Rula Mazanzi. This is Gaby Isatla. We're from PMG, Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Shireen Dawood, Content Advisor for this Portfolio Committee.
Scott Newards, Parliamentary Research for this particular committee.
Thank you very much, honorable members, DG and the staff from the department and all the other people with different parts of the activities of government and parliament to participate in this kind of a meeting. In welcoming you, honorable members, you know it for a fact that we have an assignment to carry out as Parliament. These officials, as they are going to speak to us, they will be speaking to Parliament. And Parliament is a representative body of the public. So we are representing the aspirations of the people here. In those words, I will call upon the DG to take cognizance of the fact that when they are speaking, they must be free, they must be frank and open. You must not be shy to identify and share with us the weaknesses in your strategic plans, and so that the members, as they are here, there's one thing that the members are specializing on, irrespective of when did you give them the documents. They are able to scrutinize and identify gaps. So you must not allow members to identify such issues on their own, but tell us, share us the issues that affect you in terms of executing your duties and bear in mind that we are as well commissioners of oath at our own right. Honorable Zikalala has started to usher congratulatory words for this important month. That is the spirit of the committee. I therefore officially pronounce on that as this committee, we all share the same sentiments that women of this world, especially of South Africa, are having in terms of doing what they are expected of them. Women are very important within the communities that we are serving. The positions that are filled by women are very important and strategic positions, and it is our will, all of us, to ensure that the role that has been played by women up to this far goes further than that. We know politically, biblically, and otherwise, women have actually played their role. And biblically, Mamundute, it was not a mistake on the part of God to deliver his only son, Jesus Christ, to this world through that train, being a mother. Once more, congratulations, our mothers of the past, of today, and of tomorrow. Thank you very much. You can clap hands. The mother has led us. Okay, ma'am.
Can I make a comment on that?
Yes.
To say, you know, I think we need to be very careful that we should not commercialize, you know, this. It cannot be a happy Women's Day. It really cannot, because it was not founded on the basis of being a happy, because it is not. It is a commemoration and salute to the work that women of this country have done. It's not a birthday where we can say Happy Women's Day. I think even yesterday I listened to a comment to the Morning Live where another you know caller who also sent an email emphasizing what I've also emphasized yesterday, what our foremothers have actually also emphasized, to say we should not make it a happy because it will lose the meaning of what this day was about if we are going to make it a Happy Women's Day. I just want to make that comment, and I think it's something that we can be able to debate in the chamber, but really it is not a Happy Women's Day. It is to commemorate and salute the achievements of women in South Africa. I think there's a difference between the happy and commemoration and salute.
Honorable Zikalala.
I do understand what my colleague has just said, but in a way that women have achieved so much, they have, in this committee, we have got women being DGs, DDGs. Well, I cannot expand because we all know what we have achieved. The happy comes just that we are happy that we have achieved, and we are still achieving, and we are still going to achieve. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. Honorable members, I did not want to be seen as being a dictatorial in the approach of this particular issue, by not allowing members to air their views on how should we, as government and other stakeholders, view the role of women and events, therefore, that actually emanated from the role that has been played by women. It is one of our achievements as this country to be able to say whatever we want to say on pertinent issues affecting each and every sector of our communities. That's one thing that we need to thank God for, ensuring that there is that kind of freedom. In the past, there was no way that you can air a view, but it is biblically correct to thank, and in essence, you are not saying thank you for this because this is the end of it. When you are saying thank you, you are bidding for more. So the road that has been covered is actually a long road, and it was not very easy to be where we are. I think that element deserves a bit of a thanksgiving, though we cannot say thank you very much indeed. But you can say thank you, because once you say indeed, we don't expect anything more. But when you say thank you, I think we are giving credit where it is due. We must not be seen as if we've done nothing. TDG, you are the leader of the delegation. As I've pleaded with you to say, as you are going to present, or your chief directors responsible for certain sections in the department, please, this thick document cannot be presented word by word as it is. But because it has been circulated to members, members will ask questions after the presentation and engage you on matters that they would expect to be part of the strategic plan. I mean, a strategic plan has to speak to a number of documents that have been presented by the authorities, starting from the ruling party's conference, coming to the state of the nation address by the president, coming to the departmental presentation on the budget of the department, and of course the priorities as identified by the department being relevant to the speeches or presentations that I've actually referred to in the past. So with those few words, honorable members, you are free to maybe comment on the manner in which you would want this presentation to be done. They are going to use the screen just behind me, talking to that information as it's going to be reflected. But it can be word by word. But with a very short space of time, you are free to give us whatever you wanted us to know as Parliament and the representatives of the people that you are the servants of. Can I therefore hand over to the DG to lead us, honorable members? Okay.
Thank you, honorable chair and honorable members. As the chair has indicated, we circulated a presentation on Friday on the basis of the letter that invited us to this committee on dated Tuesday, the 11th of August last week. And it was actually requesting us to present an overview of the past achievements and challenges in implementing the key performance areas that were identified in the previous financial year and the next aspect was an overview of the rationale for the department selection of the key performance areas that are in the current strategic plan, and then the costing or the finances that are linked to each of the key performance areas, and the monitoring and evaluation mechanism that the department uses to oversee the program and projects that are to be implemented in accordance with the strategic plan. So the presentation itself then covers that, but I've just made available the financial information as separate. It was not in the initial document that was circulated on Friday to reflect the expenditure or the allocations against the programs and key performance areas that are in the strategic plan. And I think I must also hasten to say that, honorable members, we are not presenting the whole strategic plan. We are only going to be focusing on the year one of the strategic plan that was tabled in Parliament. And that is, in essence, the business plan of this year, of this current financial year, that will end on the 31st of March, 2010. Sorry. In respect of the previous achievements, I think, as the Honorable Chair has asked us to be frank, we will reflect that. I think, in essence, overall, I must say that the achievements reflect that we have been able to deliver on what we had promised, or that what was reflected in the strategic plan, but there are areas of challenges, and those areas are highlighted, and I will just talk to those areas without going into details in terms of each of the achievements. In respect of the environmental impact assessments in the business plan of 2008-09 financial year, we achieved 85% of the applications processed in terms of the environmental impact assessment framework that we have as an organization. We had 85% pending EIAs that were to be completed in respect of the old regime, because EIAs were processed in terms of the Environmental Conservation Act before we had the July 2007 regulations that came into effect. Of the emergency incidents that were received, we responded timely to them within 48 hours, which is our standard performance requirement. However, in terms of the challenges, we're supposed to have completed EMFs, which is the environmental management frameworks, and that were supposed to have been gazetted. Some were not, and the details can be provided by the Chief Directorate. It does seem that in that area we were over ambitious, thinking that we can produce all the environmental management frameworks within a year. It does seem that we need more than actual 12 months to produce environmental management frameworks, and in particular depending on the catchment areas that or sensitivities of the environment that we are developing those frameworks for. In respect of the law enforcement, we have the statistics that is reflected there indicating that we have managed to train environmental management inspectors. The administrative investigations were done, and we also tried to make progress towards co-regulation of recreation off-road driving sector, and that already as a department we are continuing with the sector in respect of making sure that that self-regulation is realized. We have a challenge in respect of making sure that all the environmental cases that go through the courts are dealt with, but we do have limited ability in making sure that that happens. Hence, I think the minister in her presentation to Parliament when he was tabling the strategic plan this year indicated the consideration for opening or reopening specialized courts, or what is referred to as environmental courts, And that process she still has to undertake in consultation with the Ministry of Justice. In the area of pollution and waste management, the Waste Act was promulgated in the last financial year. However, we had a number of challenges in respect of waste disposal sites. We have a number of waste disposal sites that are still not permitted. The permitting of a waste disposal site requires that there should be applications received from municipalities, and those then would be looked at in terms of what the various aspects of a waste site that would be permitted, from considering various aspects like groundwater and the environment in which the waste site is located. But this then for us reflects the issues of both capacity in local government as well as the also even the funding from the department side. Whilst we had managed to allocate some resources to appoint service providers that would then assist in making sure that we meet our target of having a number of waste sites permitted, we have not been that successful, and this is an area which we are still grappling with as a department. In respect of air quality management, we have air quality monitoring stations that are operational, that are providing information into what we call South African Air Quality Information System, which is housed under the Weather Services as a public entity under the department. And there are a number of metros that still do not meet ambient air quality standards, and we were hoping then that would continue to reduce those numbers of municipalities that do not meet the ambient air quality standards by 2, and we achieved that in the last financial year. In respect of climate change, the long-term mitigation scenario process was concluded and the scenarios were published. We had also a national climate change summit early this year in March in partnership with the Department of Science and Technology, wherein we're beginning a roadmap on the development of a national climate change policy. And that work is then ongoing and will reflect on the progress when we go to this current financial year. In respect of marine and coastal management, we achieved the 3 voyages to Marion and Gore Islands and Antarctica, and 80% management capacity is in place in declared marine protected areas, and the Integrated Coastal Management Act was promulgated. The challenge here has been the construction of the Marion Base, which is a project that we are dealing with in partnership with the Department of Public Works. We are responsible for the logistics, and they have they put in place the personnel and so on for the building that takes place at Marion Base, and we've had this project running over beyond a period of 2 years because of various challenges within the Department of Public Works, and it has also resulted in cost overruns, and Treasury is also involved in the refocusing of the project and making sure that we do meet the timelines. But it is definitely something that is outside of our control, but we continue to pursue and work closely with the Department of Public Works. The other issue is the issue of financing the operations of the vessels. There is a wrong spelling there of price. This is an issue that's related to the price of crude oil in relation to the exchange rate. We've had a situation where we have not been able to afford the number of patrols that we could have in respect of the cost of fuel for the vessels. But Treasury, in some instances, they've accommodated us in that regard, but we still don't have enough resources to operate those vessels efficiently. The other area of focus is under the biodiversity and conservation area. We have managed to establish a system to standardize trade and utilization of threatened, protected, and commercial species in respect of CITES, that's trading in endangered species. We have regulations that are in place, and we also have a database or register for the dealing of with the bioprospecting applications. In respect of managing threats to biodiversity, we have a draft. We've completed the status quo report on the National Biodiversity Framework implementation in the last financial year. And on the area of conservation estate expansion, a national expansion plan was approved by NIMEC in the last financial year, and funds were then transferred to South African National Parks. And in the area of the Cape Floral Region and for Mapungubwe World Heritage Site, we have proclaimed the site as a World Heritage Site. And then the Vembe Biosphere Reserve has been nominated for submission to UNESCO in this current financial year. In respect of 2008 achievements in the area of the Transfrontier Conservation Area Program, within the SADC countries, we have a number of TFCAs, and our efforts last year were focusing on making sure that there are investors and the development, there's some development of infrastructure across the borders, because what's been happening, most of the investment has been happening on the South African side of the Transfrontier Conservation Areas. And we therefore assisted by having an investor conference, making sure that there are investor opportunities packaged in a catalogue that would attract the investors to those to invest in those in the on the other side of our borders. And at least by the end of the financial year, we had about two investors that had reflected and made commitment to invest. We have completed the construction of the Tweede Rivier Tourist Access Facility on the South African side again. In respect of our international relations and engagements, most of our multilateral positions were successfully negotiated, and in some instances also we managed to bring in donor funds, and approximately $25 million US dollars were then committed for environmental programs within our country. We've secured some projects to be funded out of the German agreement, and the Denmark Basel Center, $3 million US dollars also was from that to invest in national parks.